Welcome to our Heart Equations class on time, times, and the dividing of time. I've looked forward to this particular session as the things that I will submit to you for your consideration during this time are precious to my heart, and I believe they carry the verses, the scriptures. The places where I felt the Holy Spirit shared these things with me carry a very intimate fellowship with the Lord in His sufferings, speak of things dear to the Lord's heart, even from before time, that have come to us now, the ones who are of the generation of Jesus Christ on planet Earth, in time and space, today, that are here now to bring forth Christ. And to be with the Lord in oneness, in eternal ways, that reach His heart and bring His life to others. And it is so valuable, so precious, for those who are just lovers of the Lamb, Jesus, you know. And so I want to just take an uncomplicated, simple heart view of time, times, and the dividing of time for you to consider. I pray that the clarity does not come by things I'm going to write on the chalkboard or the way I present them, but that it would come by the Lord. He's the only one. He's the only one who can break the bread of life with us and take these precious realities from His heart and write them into our hearts. If you will do the math in us, so that in times of trial it adds up. In times of trial we have the answer within us, not on a chalkboard, but inside of us, because the answer is Christ, the Lamb, in ways that can't be defined with ink and pen and teaching and talking and chalkboard and math problems, but only revealed in the power of the Holy Spirit as the Father unveils His Son in you, the real Jesus. He's not a math problem. He's a person, and He's in everyone who asks them into His heart, asks Him into their heart. So I would just like to say that before we proceed, with the fear of violating the Lord's heart and ability to share these precious things with you by His Spirit, by me making them too plain or putting my confidence in my own understanding or a math problem on the chalkboard. My trust is in the Lord who wants to share Christ with us. So time, times, and the dividing of time. I'm going to just say the things that I felt the Lord shared with me. And once again, I'm submitting them to you. I'm not teaching them to you. I'm seeking with you. And I'm completely open to correction and help. And so we have got time. And I believe that time speaks of the eternal God and His eternal nature. Before there was mankind or time or space or any created thing, there was God. In the beginning, God. And from before the foundations of the world, God. Elohim is the word that is used over and over again, the Hebrew word for God in Genesis. It's Elohim. That is the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. God is one. Those three is one, and that they, God, Elohim, in eternity past, before time and space and creation, had something in their heart and wore something in their being, a nature, the nature of God, the divine nature, the eternal being, God. And out from Him, them, God, the Godhead, flowing all things, and out from them flowing creation, as we see in Genesis. But eternity, the eternal one, is going to be the beginning, where time comes from and flows out from and originates in, and where time culminates and consummates and comes back to at the end, and the purpose therein, the purpose therein. So time being the Lord himself. Now, I just had some questions that we could ponder as we consider these things. Time. What is time to God? Who created time? How does God measure time? And we've spoke of how God measures time in the past discussions with the daily offerings, offering up the lamb in the evening and the morning, offering up the lamb in the morning and the evening, Passover being the beginning of the Hebrew calendar, and Passover being when they offered up the lamb. So the slaughtered lamb and the offering up the lamb, marking the beginning of the year, marking the morning, marking the evening, marking time. And these are designations of time that came from God through the Word, not man's markings of times, but God's designations of how time should be marked. And it all has to do with the slaughtered lamb. So we've looked at that. When does time end, and what is the purpose of time ending? What is the end times, and what is their purpose? What is time's purpose? What is time set into motion for? Why does time exist? And why does it exist specifically in the realms of men who are on the earth living right now? How is time redeemed? How is time redeemed? You know, these are, I believe, more than just mental questions. They're heart questions. Questions that every human being has. I believe even in Ecclesiastes, it says, you know, God put eternity in our hearts. There is a sense in the heart of every human being of eternity. What is the forever and ever and ever? What is the purpose of me being down here on earth right now? Why am I in time? Why? You know, I remember having those questions as a very young child. I remember that I knew God put that question in my heart, and that the answer to that question had more to do with my purpose out from God's heart than it had to do with science or a mental, you know, comprehension. But it had to do with the reason why I was born, and everyone was born, and the earth was created. Why? Why are we here? Why is there days? Why is there time? Why does it end? What is its purpose? Important questions that God put in our heart. Time, times, and the dividing of time. That's our point of focus right now. And those questions prepare our hearts for some of what time, times, and the dividing of time is going to speak to us. Okay, so we've discussed the time part. Times is where we're going to go next. And then the dividing of time. But before we go on to times and the dividing of time, I want to just read a scripture or two that have that within them.
Daniel 7:25,
we have it here. And he shall speak great words against the Most High, and shall wear out the saints of the Most High, and think to change times and laws, and they shall be given into his hand until a time and times, and the dividing of time. That's Daniel 7:25. And we also see it in Daniel 12:7. And I heard the man clothed in linen, which was upon the waters of the river, when he held up his right hand and his left hand unto heaven, and swear by him that liveth forever, that it shall be for a time, times, and the dividing of time, and when he shall have accomplished to scatter the power of the holy people, all these things shall be finished. Now, Those are some verses in the Bible that's used literally the wording time, times, and the dividing of time. We can also find a verse in, I think it's Revelation chapter 12, that uses time, times, and the dividing of time as well. That is a specific and a direct way of saying the very principle of what we are looking at today. However, time, times, and the dividing of time is used in many places, but it is used in different words or ways. It is signified in different words or ways than the phrase, just using the phrase time, times, and the dividing of time. It is found in 42 months when that's being used. It's found in 1,260 days is also the time, times, and the dividing of time. 42 months is time, times, and the dividing of time. 3.5 days is time, times, and the dividing of time. 70 years can be seen as time, times, and the dividing of time. A 7-day week in some ways can show the template of time, times, and the dividing of time. So we're looking right now at the basic phrase and how it's broke down in the scriptures. The basic phrase, time, times, and the dividing of time. How it's broke down in the scriptures. 42 months, 1,260 days, 3.5 days. All of that can seem technical and maybe even a little confusing for some. That's okay. It's not meant to be a math problem, and it's not meant to be numbers first. It's very simple, even in the way we'll show it. So if you just hold on for a second, if we can look at the basic principle and phraseology that's used to show the spiritual thing that time, times, and the dividing of time represents, then our hearts can grab a hold of what God's doing in time and what God's heart is and what His purpose is in our lives, in our daily lives. And it can affect our hearts and our relationship with God and His life, His Lamb, life in us. So yeah, don't be afraid of the numbers. It's simple, and we're going straight to the Lord's heart. So if you'll just hold on, we'll do the simple math on the board together now, and then we'll talk about the heart behind it, and then we'll stop and we'll take a break and let you digest this piece, and then move on together with the next. I had currently taught a class in regards to this, and in my heart I felt I shared too much too fast, and it really grieved me. It made me kind of broke my heart a little, because I believe the things the Lord's been sharing with me in regards to this are precious, and they're not just to be taught out really quickly, and I don't want to dishonor the Lord's heart, and I don't want to dishonor you and your hunger. So I decided to re-share some of what I had shared previously and take it slower and share less and make it more in bite-sized pieces that can be digested and loved, ruminated, pondered, sought out with the Lord, instead of an overwhelming amount of details where so much of the preciousness could be lost. I'm sorry for that to the Lord. And this morning, this time right now, is something I felt that came into my heart to honor Him and to bless you and to bring His heart more into the things that we'll be sharing. So let me just go to the chalkboard here and do a little bit of the math in regards to the other places in scriptures that represent time, times, and the dividing of time. So these verses are all in Daniel and Revelation, in these two books that are very similar. And we will find these actual phrases and numbers in those books in very specific places in scriptures that have a very certain purpose. So let's look at the first one that is found, which is 42 months. 42 months. So 42 months can be divided out in a certain way. And once again, I'm just submitting this to you. But we can take time in the realm of 42 months to be 12 months. And then we can take times, which is time twice on a mathematical level, but spiritually speaking, we'll speak of that afterwards, is 24 months. If you will, it's time plural. Mathematically, spiritually speaking, it's time down in our realm with eternal purpose. So 12 months time times 24 months, 12 times 2. Okay, the dividing of time would be 2 goes into 12. What is 12 divided? 6. So that's going to be 6 months. And herein we have time with 42 months. And what we're trying to say is that 42 months represents time, times, and the dividing of time in this way. 42 months equals 12 months, that's time. 24 months, which is time times 2, which is 24 months. And the dividing of time, which would be dividing 12 in half, which is 6 months. And so if you add up time, times, and the dividing of time, or 12 months, 24 months, and 6 months, you get 42 months. So 42 months, in the scriptures that use 42 months, we could possibly consider that that is actually speaking of time, times, and the dividing of time when 42 months is used. It's another way of saying time, times, and the dividing of time. Okay, well, let's use another phrase that's found in the scriptures, in Daniel and Revelation, that also represent time, times, and the dividing of time. And that's going to be 1,260 days. Sometimes certain translations of the Bible will use 70 for 60, and it can confuse some if they don't know what 70 means, and maybe even think that's 30, but actually 70 means 60. And so 1,260 days is the actual number that is being represented in those verses. So we're going to look at how possibly 1,260 days represents time, times, and the dividing of time. Our last equation was 42 months. This is 1,260 days. Okay, so we started with months and we're breaking it down now to days. 1,260. So 42 months divided by, or excuse me, times 42 months times, and we're going to put the number 30 down here, okay? Now, 30 can represent different things based on different people's opinions, but we know in God's heart, it's based on something that is the reason why this number 30 is a variable in understanding times and the dividing of times in 1260 days. Now, some people have said the number 30 represents the number of days in a month. Now, on our calendars, we have months that are 29 days and 31 days and 30 days. There's a variableness to that in our calendars that we use nowadays. In the Hebrew calendar, 1 month was always 30 days. So many have considered this 30 to represent 1 month or a month, the number of days in a month, according to the Hebrew calendar. Now, there's something that I felt like the Lord shared with me in regards to this number 30 that is also going to greatly affect our equations that deal with the daily offerings as found in Daniel chapter 8. So I don't sense from the Lord it's time for me to share the specifics of that variable, but I believe it could play greatly into times and the dividing of times in the 1260 days. So if you could hold that in your heart until the time comes from the Lord to share what that 30, that variable represents. For today, we're just going to use the Hebrew calendar version of 30 and say it represents a number of days in 1 month. So if you take 42 times, so 42 times 30 is going to equal 1260 days. 1260 days divided by 30 equals 42 months. So again, this demarcation of days is the 42 months in the form of counting the very days out. So we've just saw how 42 months breaks down into time, times, and the dividing of time. But now we're looking at the next demarcation of time, which is 1260 days, that is also found in Daniel and Revelation in these realms where time, times, and the dividing of times is happening to people. So what is the significance of 1260 days? We've looked at months, now we're looking at days, which is getting a little more focused and a little more specific, closer in. We're not just looking at the month now, we're looking at the very days. And so what does that number have to do with time, times, and the dividing of time? Well, it's the exact amount of days that are in 42 months. There is 1260 days in 42 months if you use the Hebrew calendar that always has every month with 30 days. In our calendars, it won't add up. If we add up 42 months in our calendars, it will not come up to 1260 days because we have some months that are 29 days, and then we have some months that are 31 days, and so there's this variableness to our months. But in the Hebrew calendar, 1 month is always 30 days. So that would be an exact count of 42 months, 42 days with each, 42 months with each month being a month that has 30 days, or 42 times 30 is going to be 1,260. 1,260 days are in 42 months on the Hebrew calendar. And so that, again, represents time, times, and the dividing of time. But it also shows that certain places in the scripture are not just looking at the overview of a calendar that has months, but they're looking at the very days, the very days. Okay, so that's our next demarcation.
This was at 1,260 days, but there's another number used in the scriptures that also signifies times, and the dividing of times, and that's 3 1/2 days. Okay, 3 1/2 days, and that also represents time, times, and the dividing of time in this way: time, would be one day. One being the original, the eternal God. Times would be one made plural or divine. I have two. 2 days is going to be the times because it's plural. It's time plural or time times where it's one plus one. So that's 2 days. And the dividing of time would be cutting time, which was one day, in half, which would be a half a day. So you've got time, 1 day, times 2 days, and the dividing of time, half a day. And if you add those up, you get 3 1/2 days. Time, 1 day, times 2 days, taking time and multiplying it, 2 days. The dividing of time, cutting time in half, which was 1 day, that's a half a day. And adding them together gives us 3 1/2 days. So another form of saying time times the dividing of time, but it's even bringing it down more narrow, more specific, more focused, because now it's not 42 months or even 1,260 days. It's literally 3 1/2 days. In other words, it's really in focus in those verses. So different verses, the Holy Spirit chose to represent time, times, and the dividing of time by simply saying it, using that phrase. In other verses, the Holy Spirit inspired the people who wrote the Bible to use 42 months. In other verses, he inspired the writers of the Bible to use 1,260 days. In other verses, he inspired the writer to use 3 1/2 days. And there's great significance to God's heart and what God's doing in those verses based on what terminology, what number, what words are used in the very specific verses that they're connected to and part of in the Word of God. And so that's going to be something for us to search, but that search will have more for the Holy Spirit to move upon by us kind of seeking out and looking into the choices of words and of marking time that God uses in the scriptures, in Daniel and Revelation. And so that's going to be some of the numerical designations of time, times, and the dividing of time. Now I want to go a little more into the spiritual principle of time, times, and the dividing of time. And we spoke already of time being God in eternity, Him from whom time came and unto whom time returns, God, the eternal God from the foundation of the world, before the foundation of the world, the Godhead, time. This is God in eternity. Times were set forth when God created the heaven and the earth and mankind. He said in Genesis chapter 1, after he created each portion of our existence in this universe, this world, he said, and it was and there was an evening and a morning, and there was an evening and a morning. He's starting to measure time with the advent of creation. And specifically, if you will, the creation of man, created, as Elohim said in Genesis chapter 2, in our image, God creating mankind, humanity, with a purpose. And that purpose and that setting forth of this creation and man being created and put in it was the advent of time and the beginning of time being measured, as is spoken of in Genesis chapter 1, with each day being noted as, and that was the evening and the morning. Interestingly enough, God started marking time at the beginning of creation with the evening first and then the morning. He didn't say
morning and evening, and it was another day. He said evening and morning, and it was another day. So he started with the evening from the beginning, not with the morning. That's a huge factor to our daily offering equation, which we're not talking about now, but I'm just putting that out there. But we see here that times come to us, and time is set in motion when God created the earth and man in it. Okay? Now, why is, and we asked some of those questions in the beginning of our discussion, why is there time? What does time mean to God? What is its purpose? Why has God put this eternity in my heart? Why am I down here? What is today for anyway? You know, times. In the scriptures, there's so much to share on this. And I fear, again, speaking too much so that we get overwhelmed. And that is not our heart or desire here. But our heart and desire is to know Jesus and to be with him in a way that will minister our love to his heart and his life within us. And God the Father, you know, we want to be caught up in God and not bogged down with details. So I'm trying to reduce some of these things to the more simple explanation for the Lord to share with you. And we can go beyond that later, but maybe just touching on these things now. So times are, yes, part of us as humans being down here, and there's days and minutes happening and years, etc. Time is flowing. But the scriptures at different places speak of times of fiery trial, times of persecution, times where the Lord is putting us in tribulation and the earth is groaning and there's a refining process happening. There's a travail going on. These times, these fiery trial times, these refining times, these times that have great emphasis on bringing forth Jesus in our circumstances under great pressure, times of manifesting his life through us in fiery trials. These specific times are when we see those numbers show up in the scriptures. All of a sudden, 42 months shows up, or 1,020, 260 days, or 3.5 days. It's not just, I went to the grocery store and I bought some milk, or I went to class at university and I had a great day. I went out to dinner with my husband or wife. My family went on vacation to Disney World. That's not times. Yes, those events happened in time, but the scriptures, the word of God, that's what we're speaking of now, doesn't really mark that time as times. The numbers that we looked at just now show up when there's times of persecution, when the Lamb can come out of people, times of overwhelming fiery trials, when the Spirit of Christ can manifest in a real life, a real time situation. Those numbers show up at times when people are being tested and tried, with the hope of Christ coming forth in his eternal time, Lamb nature. Times of trial, times of persecution, times of tribulation, times where Christ can be manifested through the saints, through his people, through us, through you and me. Everyone who has Jesus in them, the time will come when Jesus wants to come out of us. And for Jesus to come out of us during those times usually requires, like it did for him on the cross, injustice, people persecuting him without a cause, enemies surrounding him, situations happening that require the Lamb to give his life for his enemies, to lay down his rights, to bless and not curse, to be who he is in eternity, a lamb that was slain, time, down here in earth, in situations, times, that he has to walk through and live in and manifest his eternal spirit. Now, he did it on the cross as Jesus of Nazareth, but Jesus is now in us, you and me. And he wants to show forth who he is during the times when these trials come upon us. and we can manifest the Lamb of God, who is our life, times. So that's situations, actual real life, real time, real experiential things that we will go through and have the opportunity to allow the Lamb to manifest through us. God brings those times at a certain point in our walk when Jesus is formed enough, he's big enough in us, he's grown, he's always in you in all of his fullness from the moment you receive him into your heart. But Paul tells us in Galatians chapter 4 and verse 19 that he was travailing in birth again, that Christ would be formed in the people of the churches of Galatia who already had Jesus in their hearts, but he hadn't been formed yet. He wasn't ready to manifest in his nature when the trials came because he wasn't formed enough in them. And therefore, there's the time when Christ is formed in us. He's had time to grow. And God allows fiery trials to come to us, and they come to all of us with the hope that Jesus, the Lamb of God, who is in us, will manifest through us and bring glory to the Father through us now, and glory and bring love and life and peace and all of the beauty of his Spirit to those around us. That's times. Now it's not just God, the one true God in eternity, being the Lamb, being the eternal Spirit as the Godhead. Now, with times, there's two. It's God in us. And yet, it's still one because we're one with Jesus. We're in him and he's in us. But now it's not just God manifesting the eternal Spirit, being the eternal Spirit, being God, having that Lamb nature. It's not just God all by himself as one, Father, Son, and Spirit, separate from anything but God. But now there's a whole creation. There's a whole realm of people that are down here on the earth and stuck in time every day. And now God, who was in timeless eternity, being God, the Lamb, the beautiful God who is love in his eternal nature, now he can manifest in us time, twice, if you will. Remember our math. But it's not just him being God by himself. It's Christ in you. It's Christ in us, the hope of glory, manifesting in time. In our daily walk, that's times, and that's where there's no longer just God, but Christ in you, times. And the times of tribulation are when Christ in you comes forth to the glory of God and the blessing of others. And that season can last for a long time. Times can go on for many, many years, for our whole life. But in the scriptures, if you want to search this out, I say if you're really listening and partaking of this, you need to search this out and seek the Lord to see if this be so, and to correct me and help me grow and know the Lord if I've missed so much in this. And I'm sure I have, and I do need your help. We all need each other, and I know nothing yet as I ought. So here I am, help me. But this is what in my searching I've seen, and that is that after this time period of times where all these opportunities are given and these fiery trials come and these circumstances happen where we can let Jesus give his life through us and we can bear in our bodies the dying of the Lord Jesus daily, as is spoken of in 2 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 4. After that period of times has happened and we've been tested and proven and manifested that we are going to be a vessel that releases the Lamb, and we've failed and God's dealt with us and he's fathered our spirit and he's helped us grow and he's used our failures and brought forth another opportunity to bring forth the Lamb and to let Jesus come forth in his time in us and through us. I mean, this is a long season filled with grace, the grace of the Father in his right season of life, revealing his Son in you, and Christ coming out of you in his nature, and saving your soul in the process, so that he can, in those very difficult situations, and all the wonder of him who hath begun a good work in you, performing it until the day of Jesus Christ. Amen. But there's this season called our lives, really. But there's times within that where the Lord is pressing to bring forth his Son. And at the end of that is the dividing of time. The dividing of time. The dividing of time. I think one of the best places we can see this is in Matthew. I think it's in chapter 24 or 25, where he comes, the Son of Man comes with his holy angels, and he divides the sheep from the goats. And he separates them, one to his right hand to be with his Father, and one to his left. He's dividing them out based on what? What is this division based on? What is God's math in this end time judgment? It's very simple. What did you manifest in the times you were given to conform to the image of Christ and bring forth his Spirit? I mean, many failures for all of us, but eventually we choose who we want to live through us, and we conform to his image and let his life come through us, you know. And there's a dividing of, are you in the image of the Lamb? And did that nature manifest in those times? Or did you go with that old nature? That's who we are apart from Jesus. My rights, and that's not fair, and I cannot forgive them. I will not forgive them. I say no, I won't. I won't give them a new beginning. I will not pardon. I will not let Jesus lay his life down through me and forgive them. I will not go the extra mile for that person who has hurt me. You know, real daily personal times that we all live in and walk through and make choices for Jesus to be our life or not. And only God can make that judgment of the division of sheep and goats. But the dividing of time comes at the end of times, and some are gathered in because they've already been gathered in through all that they went through. They gathered in and they partook of Jesus and let his Spirit come forth instead of their old attitudes and knowledge of good and evil. And all that is rages in our hearts during those times. It fights, and the circumstances press us and push us. And we, you know, we fall on our face and we travail in birth. Come out of me, Jesus. Come forth in my attitudes. Come forth in the way I think about this person. In my heart, Lord, shed your love abroad inside of me, that I won't hate, but I will love by you. You know, we can look back on our lives and the times therein, and the choices therein. And at the end, there's the dividing of time. And that dividing of time is not the dividing of times. It's not the dividing of times. He's not dividing times. He's dividing the measurement is time. Remember, it was one in 3.5 days that was divided. It's God who is the measurement of the division. It's God who is the judge. Are you in my image? Or did you retain your old selfish image? God divides. Not man, not people on the earth, not our sense of what was right or wrong, but God is the judge, and he knows what is of him and is in his Spirit, and what has rejected him. And he is the great judge and divider of time. He knows what is him and what is not him. and he can divide the time based on his being. Only God can in that way. In that way. So he is the divider of time, for he is time, if you will, the measurement thereof, and that from which it came. So time, times, and the dividing of time. And again, if we really now go through Daniel and Revelation and look at the verses where we see those words and those numbers, we'll see those were the places where people were to bring forth this image that God said in the beginning, let us create mankind, humanity. In our image, let us bring forth something in time and space that will be after our kind. We'll put Christ in them. We'll put the Son in them. And he will live through them in all that they will go through in the times of their lives. And at the end, they'll be divided out as mine, jewels in my crown, my people, mine, separated, divided unto me, not just in this moment at the end, but in the journey of their lives and the times they went through. So let's pray. Lord, we thank you. We thank you for the great love and purpose and heart that's upon our lives. We thank you for the testimony of many who have walked through the times of tribulation and held on to the eternal Lamb, time himself, and said, you are why I'm going through this. I cannot do this in your spirit, but I have you in me. Father, reveal your Son in me and shine him abroad in my heart. Let him come out of me in these situations. Lord, let there be the fear of the Lord is clean, but it also is the beginning of wisdom to walk circumspectly, to realize the great purpose that's upon us each day and what we're going through, and that the days are marked. 1,260 days, God marked them based on the coming forth of his Lamb, the evening morning sacrifice, the morning sacrifice, the evening sacrifice, the beginning of days. Lord, he's marking the time of our lives by his Lamb, not just in eternity, but in us. So may our hearts have a new sensitivity and awareness of the great longing of God's heart for his Son in us right here, right now, in the times and days of our lives. Bless each one as they search the scriptures and the word for your heart. And let us bring joy to your heart that you share this with us. There'll be more of you, less of us. In Jesus' name.